Amsterdam FM.
En in de studio zitten nu twee dames. Goedemorgen, dames. Gezellig dat jullie er zijn.
Goedemorgen. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Good indeed. Morning. We're gonna do this in English because you are English. I hope so.
Yes. Well, I am actually Dutch, but
all right.
I'm going on English today. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm speaking to Esther, Hanna, and Zosia. If I pronounce it right.
Very well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. So you're here because you're doing a food tour. And of course, when you're doing a food tour in Amsterdam, you got to go to Amsterdam FM, the Capital Radio. Welcome, I'm first in studio. Glad you made it. But you're from Hungry Birds.
Exactly.
Could you please tell me what that is?
Well, Hungry Birds is basically what you're saying. We organize social eating experiences in the city. Basically, at the moment, our main target group are people from abroad, so Canadians, Americans, Australians, you name it. Basically, a lot of people, they come to the city, to see the sights and everything like that. But we want them to discover the city through flavors, through your stomach, through stories, through passionate people, visiting family businesses and single-purpose stores like the best chocolate cookie, for example,
mm-hmm.
And talk about Dutch culture. So basically a four-hour, of course, you have to use the word tour to, for people to understand it.
Yes.
But it's more of a four-hour hangout with people from abroad where food brings them together. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, it does make sense, definitely. But for two, I can say skinny girls like you are, where does this, interest in food come from then?
Well, we both studied tourism.
Okay.
So I guess that's how it started. But 2 years ago, I went for a trip to Asia for 3 months.
Okay.
I was traveling through Indonesia, Vietnam, Taiwan, and Japan. And Esther Hanna comes from Indonesia. Her mother comes from Indonesia originally. So we met over there, and she took me and my boyfriend for a trip around her village or the city that she comes from, and we visited her family and we tasted a lot of delicious food.
Okay.
And then in Vietnam we did also a street food tour back on the scooters, and it was super inspiring because it didn't feel like a tour, it was just tasting the city. So we were walking from place to place, actually being back on the scooter and tasting the city, and that was very inspirational. And when I came back to Amsterdam, I called Esther, Hannah, and we decided to
we need to talk.
Yeah. It was a very serious conversation.
We need to talk.
Okay.
I have this crazy idea. Let's effing do it.
Nice, very good. But so for my, if I understand it right, you're making food tours. It's like a concept. You're just going, through a city.
Yes.
And just selecting stores, or
yes, it's basically street food.
Yeah.
So we are focusing on the street food of Amsterdam.
Okay.
What we call a street food would be the markets, so the food you can find on the markets in Amsterdam.
Okay.
But also those little shops, the family-run businesses that make this one special thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Esther already mentioned also this one chocolate cookie. There is a girl in Amsterdam who makes only this one thing in her shop. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, or the best stroopwafel in the city, for example. Yeah, so there's a lot of those little secret places that many even Amsterdammers don't know about. And we like to discover them and just show people what we love about the city.
So it's actually better than your hot dog.
Well, yes. that's a shame. Like there, lately you a lot of people go to events like Rollende Keukens and it's booming. Food Holland at the moment as well. It's booming. People love food. They gather together on the table and, you have a conversation together that you otherwise wouldn't have had.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes with a drink as well. But we prefer to do it with food.
Okay.
And a drink, of course, sometimes.
Yeah,
of course.
And it's very interesting that after 4 hours of taking those people around the city, you really become friends. Because it's 4 hours of sharing stories.
Okay.
So it's not a tour guide and the tourists, but it's really like friends walking through the city, tasting Amsterdam. Yeah.
Very nice. How is Amsterdam doing when it comes down to street food? It's good or?
It's getting better, I think.
It's getting better.
You should come on a tour.
I will.
We'll prove you. We will show you around. You're in your own city, so you can travel in your own city.
I only live here for like 4 years now, so I bet I don't know all of it. So. I want to go definitely. I'm very curious.
We are still discovering the city as well. So if you have any tips.
Okay.
They're always happy to come
here. By your
I'm thinking
invited.
About it. I'm thinking about it. But how does it work? Where can people, you know, apply to go with you or?
Yes, people approach us. We have a website, and we are pretty highly rated on TripAdvisor. So okay.
www.hungrybirds.nl, by okay. the way.
So people find us through internet, and then yeah. they contact us. They can book their tour online.
All right.
And what is very important, that the groups are very small. So mm-hmm. it's only between 2 and 8 people. It's very personal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a family almost at the end. Yeah.
Okay, and what is the definition for you guys for good street food then?
What is the definition? First of all, it should taste amazing. Of course. Well, we say street food because we include a lot of market stalls, but we also use the term to sort of show that we also go to smaller places, and it's not a culinary tour. So it's not, okay. you know, a Michelin star tour, but it's more a Stars of the City tour, where we find those people that make those things, like the best stroopwafel guy on the market,
mm-hmm.
for example. A lot of people don't even know his story. The guy's already there for more than 30 years.
All right. Wow.
And, you know, we tell the story behind, the history behind stroopwafels, and people just love it. They go bananas and stroopwafels.
Nice. Is the tour, is it free or how does it work?
Oh, no, it's not free.
In Holland, nothing's for free.
I know. Tell me about it.
No, the price for the whole experience is 59 euro.
Okay.
All the food and drinks are included in the price.
All right.
And, of course, the beautiful guides are also in.
And it's like a four-hour walk then.
Yes, it's a four-hour walk. You Kay. Can do it by walking or cycling.
All right. And your main goal is, you said earlier that you're like making friends while, you know, during the tour. Is that the main goal? Just having a nice afternoon or?
Well, it's basically for those, I mean, for example, Airbnb right now is also mm-hmm. Huge, because people look for a local connection when they go and travel. They mm-hmm. want to go and meet that one person and talk about the culture there. And I guess we want to become at some point, well, you can compare it to the Airbnb among food. Like we are the ones that host them, and we share our hidden gems and our food with them, and we share our part of the culture, and we are just as much as interested in them as they are in us. Does okay. that make sense? So
yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
food connects people.
Yeah, it's very fun to do it, but it's also serious because it's my full-time job. So actually,
okay.
it is a normal work as well for us to every day look for those places and treat those people very serious, of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm,
but mm-hmm. first of all, have great time while eating delicious food.
Best job.
Well, you made me very hungry at the moment.
Good.
I know. Well, thank you very much. Do you have some golden tip for me then?
All right. Well, we mentioned it twice already.
Yeah, the stroopwafel. Beside the stroopwafels.
Well, beside chocolate cookie, right? Now you want to know where it is, right?
Of course, I want to know where it is.
Okay, so can I say it on radio? Let's do it. Vera van Stapelen, the high stick. She is awesome. She's awesome. Shout out to her. Love you, Vera.
Okay, everybody who's listening, let's go there. ladies, thank you very much. And I'm going to be on your tour very soon, I guess.
Thank you very much.
You will.
Thank you very much for now.
For
and